Here be monsters.
Braves.
The podcast about.
Well.
The unknown.
We're trying something new out with the show right now. It's called Briefs. And what briefs are is they're like short little segments of things that might not have normally made it into the show. Things that just are a little bit misshapen or a little bit awkward. Kind of like those cheeses that you see in the grocery store. They're like the fancy cheeses, but it's like the ends of the cheese. And you buy them because you think you're being all fancy and upper class. So, same sort of idea with the briefs. Just sort of stories and interviews and ideas. Things that normally wouldn't have made it into this show. For the first brief, what I want to do is I want to play you some kind of embarrassing audio that I recorded a couple nights ago when I got abnormally scared of an insect that I found on my wall. And in my own defense, I swear this is the only time I'm going to do this in this show, but in my own defense, this thing was terrifying looking. If you're listening on SoundCloud right now, you can see a picture of it off to the left of the track. If you're listening on iTunes, you're just going to have to take my word for it until you head over to the Facebook page to get your own look at it. But believe me, this thing was terrifying looking. And I'm a big believer in practicing what you preach, and I feel like I preach a lot about facing your fears, talking about things that seem scary or unknown. That's what this whole show's about, actually, things that frighten us. And so I saw this as like a really good excuse to bring up some underlying issues that I might have about bugs with really, really extensive amount of legs. I also thought that this might be a good opportunity to finally use this sound effect I made a little while back. I kind of think of it as like an 80s flashback dream sequence sound effect, so you'll be hearing that a lot in the show. And lastly, I thought it would be kind of fun to have a bug identification competition. So if you pay attention during the show and you think you know what the bug is, by all means, stay tuned, because there's a prize in it for you. Anyways, let's get on to the segment. Here's what you need to know. I was sitting in my room in the dark just a couple of nights ago and working on an episode of Here Be Monsters. I look up on my wall and I see this thing. Cue the wind chimes.
There's an insect on my wall. I do not know what this bug is. Okay, I see it's crawling, and it's just kind of moseying along. So this thing is probably about an inch and a half long. It looks like a spider, but with like 20 odd legs, at least long, long, wiggly legs. I'm not the sort of person that freaks out about like spiders and stuff like that, but I do not know what this bug is. And it was on my wall a second ago, and I look back, and it's gone. And I say, oh, this is real interesting. I should take a picture of this bug, right? And so I get out a cup to catch it in, and it sees me going for the cup, and it makes a run for it. It's running on my bookshelf. It's running, running, running faster, and I'm trying to catch it with this cup, and it ran straight for the head of my bed, and I tried to catch it, and I knocked it into my bed. It's been about 5 minutes, and my room is now torn apart, and I seriously do not know what I'm going to do. I can't find this bug, and I don't know what it is, and it can run really, really fast. It's got 20 legs, and so I'm standing here with a small flashlight. You see, the problem with this is that I like to have my room dim. It helps me think at night. And I'm really kind of regretting that right now. So I'm just a little bit wigged out. I think I might just leave this running, this recorder. I don't know, guys. I'm a little freaked out right now. I don't know if I'm going to be able to sleep in here if I don't catch it. I might have to go up on the couch tonight. set you down right here on the bookshelf. Just taking apart my bed one sheet at a time. Every little thing that I see out of the corner of my eye is terrifying me right now. Where are you? Nothing. The thing that really scared me about it was that it seemed like it was moving with intention. Like, that's terrifying. This is not a happy day. It's like, at what point do you just try and forget that you saw something, you know? So my plan now is I'm gonna take all my sheets, and I'm gonna shake them out and see what happens. I can feel that feeling like when you're walking through a haunted house. It's like you know that there's things that will scare you, but you don't know where or when they're gonna be, you know? And my whole body's just like tingling right now.
Searching my bed doesn't really yield anything at all, so I decide to leave it be, just pretend that nothing happened. I go back to work on my computer, and then I look up.
It's back. It's either back or there's two of them. I'm gonna try and catch it right now. Okay, here we go. And, oh, gotcha. Oh, gotcha. You get a nice jar for it. With a tight-fitting lid. So the really terrifying thing would be if I went back to my room and it wasn't in the jar anymore. Oh my god. Oh my god. How did it get out of...
I should explain that what's happening at this point is that I've returned to my room now with a jar. And I walk in, and the cup that I was having this thing stored in is empty. And it's sitting on top of the envelope I used to trap it. And if I didn't know better, I would say it had a smug expression on its face. And it's just looking at me. And yet again, I find my heart just pounding.
I have no idea how it got out of there. Like, even though I know... Oh my god, how did you get out?
And this is where the recording ends. And the reason for that is it's kind of embarrassing. This bug ran at me.
And I kind of freaked out.
And my arm hit my recorder. And my recorder hit the wall, and the batteries flew out. After a bit of wrestling, I finally got this thing in a jar, screwed on the lid real tight, and set it next to me as I got back on my computer.
It's about 1:45 in the morning.
And now, with a wall of glass in between us, I was ready to figure out what in tarnation this bug actually was.
I've been looking at pictures of bugs online. It's been actually making me feel a lot better about this whole situation. So I'm here on this website called whatisthatbug.com, and the first picture that popped up was actually what I was looking for. They do look really terrifying. They say that these are actually incredibly timid creatures and very harmless. They like to eat moths and cockroaches, but they're not interested in humans. I'm actually feeling kind of foolish right now because I really interpreted that as malicious, where really it was probably scared out of its mind of me.
And so here's the catch. I'm actually not going to tell you what the bug was. That's where you come in. You see, with the help of a bug lover friend, we did confirm the species of this animal. I want you to do the same thing I did. I want you to go online, figure out what this bug was. And there's plenty of hints in the show. And there's more photos over on our Facebook page. That's www.facebook.com/HereBeMonstersRadio. And if you can tell me what this bug is, I'll mail you a monster. Here's how you do it. Head over to our Facebook page, again, facebook.com/HereBeMonstersRadio. Leave a comment on one of the photos of the bug, or send us a message, or make a wall post with, I don't care whether you use the scientific name or the common name, either one's fine. Just post up the species name along with the country you listen from, and if you get it right, I'll get your contact information and mail you a one-off original monster drawing. More information, head over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/HereBeMonstersRadio. Deadline is October 20th, 2012. Music on this show from The Black Spot. Thanks again for listening, and be sure to hit us up every Wednesday when new episodes come out.